Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode podcast. I'm your host, the Rough Rider. Today's topic concerns how Donald Trump bankrupted his Atlantic City casinos, but still earned millions. I've taken excerpts from the New York Times, an article by Russ Buettner and Charles Bagley, June 11th, 2016. Let's go. Trump and his gambling casino empire, Atlantic City, 1984-2014. Trump Plaza came first around 1982. Trump gained control of a prime spot on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. Unable to get financing to build a casino, he forged a partnership with Harrah's Entertainment, a national gambling operator. Harrah's agreed to give Trump $220 million in financing to build the project and pay him $24 million construction management fee and to give him half the profits. Trump put up nothing in the way of his own money. The 39-story Harrah's at Trump Plaza opened in 1984. From the very start, the partners were at odds over its marketing and whose name should be paramount. It wasn't a well-designed partnership, said Philip G. Cetre, the retired chairman of Harrah's. Quote, we were a big company with an institutional approach to running business, and he was a real estate entrepreneur who kind of shot from the hip, unquote. Hilton's nearly completed casino in the Marina District for $320 million, calling it Trump Castle. His company issued, this sounds familiar, issued $350 million in bonds, not his own money, not a bank loan, but bonds, to finish construction and open the casino. It opened up in 1985. The next year, Harrah's dissolved the partnership with Trump and sold him its stake in Trump Plaza for $220 million. Probably took out more junk bonds on that. Next, in 1987 and 1988, Trump went after the biggest casino of all, the Taj Mahal, which Resorts International, builder of Atlantic City's first casino, was constructing. After buying a controlling interest in Resorts from the estate of its founder, Trump battled the talk show host Merv Griffin for control of the company. In the end, Mr. Griffin got the company, while Mr. Trump won the still unfinished Taj Mahal. Now, this is where the real fun begins, folks. Hang on to your seats. Even before it opened, the Taj Mahal, and it opened on April 2nd, 1990, even before that, the New Jersey Casino Commission was concerned about the casino's viability, given its rapidly escalating costs, and considered revoking its operating license. Now, this one, I'm going to repeat this twice. Regulators closely monitored the financial performance of the Trump casinos and the developer's empire. Let me repeat that last sentence again. Regulators closely monitored the financial performance of the Trump casinos and the developer's empire. This is in 1990. In the mid-80s, Mr. Trump told the commission in 1988 he could control expenses because conventional lenders were lining up to give him low-interest loans and said he had disapproved of junk bonds because of their high risk of default and high interest rates. However, true to form, Trump dumped, flip-flopped on this particular issue and issued $675 million worth of junk bonds at 14% interest to complete and open up the Taj Mahal. Recently, Trump has said that with each financing, he routinely took money out of the casinos to invest where else in Manhattan real estate. Sit down and hold on to yourself because this next sentence is a bit staggering. The total debt on the Taj Mahal casino alone exceeded, you ready for this? $820 million. 2 weeks before it opened, in April of 1990. Marvin Rothman, casino analyst at Janney Montgomery Scott, a Philadelphia investment firm, told the Wall Street Journal that the Taj Mahal needed to reap $1.3 million a day just to make the interest payments, a sum no casino had ever achieved before. The market isn't there, Rothman told the Journal. And guess what? Mr. Trump responded by demanding that, does this sound familiar, Janney Montgomery fire Mr. Rothman. And guess what? They did. Sounds familiar, right? You're fired. It was doomed way before the start, said Bucky Howard, who was promoted by Mr. Trump to president of the Taj Mahal 5 days after it opened in 1990. And in a recent interview, I told him it was going to fail. The Taj was underfunded. You think? By 1991, 25 years ago, Trump had trouble making the debt payments on both the Taj and his other two casinos. It was clear that the Taj was cannibalizing both the Castle and the Plaza, whose combined gambling revenues dropped by almost $60 million the year it opened, 1990. We believe this schmuck was slightly overextended. That's an understatement. The gambling revenues tripled in Atlantic City during the 1980s, but flattened in 1990, rising by just a little over 1%. Gamblers grew more cautious because of the national recession. Everyone was hurt, recalled Mr. Persky, the casino regulator, but none were in the catastrophic financial shape of Mr. Trump's. Trump's real estate empire in Manhattan, where the recession slashed property values, was also failing. Now, this is an important paragraph, so pay attention. In an August 1990 report, 3 or 4 months after the Taj Mahal itself opened, the New Jersey regulators noted the, quote, sheer volume of debt, unquote, on Trump's holding, $3.4 billion, including $1.3 billion on the casinos and $832 million in loans personally guaranteed by Mr. Trump himself. Regulators warned that the, quote, the possibility of a complete financial collapse of the Trump organization was not out of the question, unquote. In November 1990, the Taj Mahal missed its debt payment. The Castle was also late. Now, think about this. Remember now, the Taj Mahal just opened in April in the same year, and already it's missing its December payment for the same year, 1990. So by December of 1990, when Trump needed to make an $18 million interest payment, guess what? His father, Fred C., sent a lawyer to the Castle to buy $3.3 million in chips to give Donald and an infusion of each of cash. Donald made the payment, but the Casino Control Commission fined the Castle 65 G's for what had amounted to an illegal loan. As all of Trump's ventures neared collapse, Trump's lenders insisted that he submit a business plan, appoint a chief financial officer for the Trump organization, and sell the Trump shuttle airline, his yacht, and his stake in New York City's Plaza Hotel, which also filed for bankruptcy. Unbelievable. This guy can't touch anything without an ensuing bankruptcy immediately following. They also put Trump on a $450,000 a month budget for personal and household expenses. That comes out to $5.4 million a year. I think I can live on that. The bankruptcy, the first of three. Here we go. In 1991, just over a year after the Taj Mahal opened, the casino was in bankruptcy court, followed the next year in 1992 by both the Plaza and the Castle. In the bankruptcy plan that was worked out, Trump ceded to the lenders 50% stake in the business in return for lower interest rates. The lenders agreed to defer certain principal and interest payments and hold off on personal claims against Mr. Trump for 5 years. But there was little or no reduction in the enormous debts that would plague his gambling empire far into the future, like up till 2014. Mr. Trump now says he looks back on this period as his golden era in the casino business. You got to be kidding me. Early on, I took a lot of money out of the casinos with the financing and the things we do, he said in a recent interview. Yeah, you parked it in the Manhattan in real estate, you robber baron. Atlantic City was a very good cash cow for me a long time, says Trump. Translation, Trump literally pillaged, plundered, and raped the entire financial landscape in that Atlantic City area. A lot of folks were hurt. No shit. He helped expand Atlantic City, but he did not follow up and put the equity into the projects he should have to keep them solvent, said H. Stephen Norton, casino consultant and former casino executive at Resorts International. Quote, when he went bankrupt, he not only cost bondholders money, but he hurt a lot of small businesses that helped him construct the Taj Mahal, period, end quote. Beth Rosser of Westchester, Pennsylvania, is still bitter over what happened to her father, whose company, Triad Building Specialties, nearly collapsed when Trump took the Taj into bankruptcy. It took 3 years to recover any money owed for his work on the casino, she said, and her father received only 30 cents on the dollar. Quote, Trump crawled his way to the top on the back of little guys, one of them being my father, unquote, said Mrs. Rosser, who runs Triad today. Quote, he had no regard for thousands of men and women who worked on those projects. He says he'll make America great again, but his past shows the complete opposite of that, period, end of quote. Donald Trump said that his brushes with financial disaster in the early 90s reminded him of a lesson his father had taught him. Do not leave yourself on the hook for loans. Quote, my father knew, like I knew, you don't personally guarantee, unquote, Mr. Trump is quoted saying in Trump Nation, The Art of Being the Donald, a book by Timothy L. O'Brien, a former reporter from the New York Times. I've told people I didn't follow my own advice. That concludes part one, part two, and part three to follow in the next few days. Thank you very much. This is the Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride and you decide, and the Republicans are practically incinerated, immersed in their own formaldehyde.